Salam salam and welcome to our first ever episode of Beraka Bunna, a podcast series designed to introduce you to the Amharic language. If you want to learn more about how the series got started and what we're doing now to make Amharic language learning resources accessible to all, visit berakabunna.org. We hope you'll enjoy, and let's get started. In this episode, we will first look at gender and pronouns in Amharic using the verb example to be, mehon. We will then explore different ways to indicate possession. This will be very important as we move forward with language study, as genders and pronouns play a large role in addressing others, and hence all conjugations in Amharic. In English, we differentiate between he, she, they. In Amharic, there are also pronouns for he, she, and they, but you also differentiate between the second person, you, depending on whether you're addressing a man, a woman, an elderly person, or multiple people. Have a listen to the following pronouns in Amharic, and then we'll go over the use of each. Ene, I, ante, you, male, anchi, you, female, inante, you, plural, isu, he, iswa, she, inya, we, inesu, they, isacho, he, she, respect, irso, you, respect. As you heard, the you male differs from the you female, and both have a respect form used to address elders. For each, it becomes important to conjugate the verb to agree with the pronoun used, especially because native Amharic speakers will often drop the pronoun altogether and simply use the conjugated verb, which itself implies the subject. Listen to the following examples of pronouns used in simple Amharic greetings. We will go over verb conjugations in future episodes, but for now, focus on how the pronouns are used.
Salam Luana. Anchin denesh.
Alo. Ene denane. Ante denane.
Xaviri maskam. Bitsab denanacho.
Enate denanat. Abatem denano.
Taruno. Yanchi sit ayat denacho.
Ayate denanacho.
Here we've used anchi, you, female, in the question anchi in Danish, meaning how are you when addressing a woman or girl. The verb used here is to be. The infinitive is mehon. The verb in this case conjugates to nesh, anchi, nesh, you, female, are. In everyday conversation, you would often just hear in Danish. In date means how, and nesh is are, already conjugated in present tense to imply the pronoun anchi, you, female. Similarly, the answer, ene denaneng, or denaneng, means I am well. Neng is still mehon, to be, but this time conjugated in the first person, ene, I. Ante denaneng, then, would be, are you well, for a man. So far we have, ene neng, ante neng, anchi nesh. The reply, Exaverimisken, simply means thanks be to God, a commonly used reply for the question how are you? Betaseb denanacho means is your family well? Betaseb is family and nacho is the same verb mehon conjugated in the third person plural, they, inesu. For she, iswa, the verb conjugates to nat. Inate, my mother, denanat, is well. For he or isu, the verb is no. Abate, my father, denaneu, is well. In the last two lines of dialogue, truno means it or that is good. In Amharic, when you refer to an object or an it, you often use the same conjugation as the male pronoun isu. So for instance, the food is good translates to megubu truno. The no for the food is the same as the no for he, isu. The last question, yanchi seit ayat indate nacho, means your grandmother as well? And the subsequent reply, ayate dena nacho, translates to my grandmother as well. Notice here that the respect form for an elder person is used, so that the conjugation rather than being isua nat, she is, as before, would be isacho nacho, still she is, but in the respect form. Though not in this conversation clip, enante you plural would be nachu. The respect form for you erso would also be the same conjugation as you plural, nachu. There's a subtle difference between this and enesu, they, nacho. Enante nachu, enesu nacho. Lastly, enya nen is we are. So in review, we have ene nen, I am, ante nech, you are male, anchi nesh, you are female, enante nachu, you are plural, erso nacho, you are respect form, isu neu, he, it, is, iswa nat, she is, inesu nacho, they are, and isacho nacho, she, he, is, respect form. To appreciate the importance of paying attention to the pronouns and their everyday use, let's practice with another common verb, to want, mefeleg, in present tense. We'll go over verb conjugations more in detail farther along in the podcast. But for now, just listen to how the conjugated verb implies the pronoun. As we get better at knowing the correct conjugations, we can drop the pronoun altogether. Ene ifelegalo, ante tefelegale, anchi tefelegalesh, enante tefelegalacho, isu yifelegal, iswa tefelegalech, inya enfelegalen, enesu yifelegalu, isacho yifelegalu, isuo yifelegalu. Another important aspect of pronouns is indicating the possessive. One way to indicate possession is to use the preposition ye in front of a name or pronoun. For instance, ye Luana inat means Luana's mom. Ye man inat nat means whose mother is she? Another way to indicate the possessive when using pronouns rather than the name of a person is to add ye as a prefix to the pronoun. Ene becomes yene, ante yante, anchi yanchi, enante yenante, erso yerso, isu yesu, isua yesua, enya yenya, enesu yenesu, and isacho, yesacho. In the dialogue example, for instance, yanchi sait ayat refers to your grandmother when addressing a woman or girl. Another and more common way to indicate possession is to drop the pronoun but add a suffix to the end of the noun, which implies the owner. The added suffix is unique to the pronoun of the owner. For instance, let's use the noun mother, inat. My mother could be yene inat or inate. Your mother, for a man, is yante inat or inatich. Yanchi inat or inatish, for your female. Yenante inat or inatachu, your plural. Yesu inat or inatu, for his mother. Yeswa inat or inatwa, for her mother. Yenya inat or inatachin, for our mother. Yenesu inat or inatacho, for their mother. Now let's use another example as a mini quiz. I'll list the possessive for the pronoun work or job, sera, in Amharic. Try to guess who that job is being attributed to based on the possessive pronouns used. Yene sera. Yante sera. Yanchi sera, yenante sera, yesu sera, yeswa sera, yenya sera, yenesu sera, yesacho sera. Now, try to guess them using the possessive suffix. Seraye, serach, serash, serachu, serau, serawa, serachin, seracho. If this was difficult, zoom back a couple minutes to listen again to the example using mother, inat. And that's it for now. Thanks for joining me on Yene Podcast. I'll leave you with a replay of our dialogue bit. Enjoy, and until next time, goodbye.
Salam Luana, and denesh.
Hello, denane. Ante, denane.
እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን። ቤተሰብ ደህና ናቸው?
እናቴ ደህና ናት፣ አባቴም ደህና ነው።
ጥሩ ነው። ያንቺ ሴት አያት እንዴት ናቸው?
አያቴ ደህና ናቸው።